I just got some listener feedback, I think, from the city of Morris, Michigan. I wish I could repeat it on the air, but the FCC precludes me from doing that without stiff fines. But it did make me chuckle, so you have that going for you. Thank you for the feedback from Morris, Michigan. Greatly appreciate that. All right, so liberal windbag. I want to do a little bit of post-mortem, if you will. Post-game analysis of the 2 days of Dem debates. Donald Trump is bad. Free stuff is good. That's the takeaway. Free stuff. Lots, and we'll buy as many votes as we can possibly buy with your tax dollars. So here's the post-mortem. Even some Democrats get it. Liberals get it, including liberal windbag. Former conservative Joe Scarborough just got woke by radical leftist promises for free everything for life. And he cried on Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan's shoulder, who's running for president. Tim Ryan, one of the guys that was actually willing to tell truth about some things during the two nights of debates. Here's what Scarborough had to say. It's bite number two. Go.
You come into the United States illegally, and some people on the debate stage are saying you get health care for life, free health care for life. Right. Free education for life. I mean, free everything for life. I'm sorry.
Right.
People on Twitter may not like to hear this. That ain't going to sell in Youngstown, Ohio. That ain't going to sell in Macomb County, Michigan. And that ain't going to sell in Wisconsin.
Free everything for life. That's not going to sell in the Midwest or North Carolina or the panhandle of Florida or a host of other places, frankly. It's not going to sell. Chris Matthews apparently felt the same way because Elizabeth Warren, who by most accounts had a pretty good night one, but she refuses to tell the truth about how she's going to fund health care for all. Refuses to tell the truth that middle-class taxpayers are going to get hammered. It's an absolute fact of life. Middle-class taxpayers will end up getting hit with a tax increase if Warren becomes president and this became the law of the land. But she refuses to tell the truth. It's bite number four with Chris Matthews. Go.
But will you pay more in taxes? Why don't you want to answer that question?
Because
as Jake said tonight, that's a Republican talking point. It's not a Republican talking point. It's a question.
It's a question about where people are going to come out economically. Look,
My question is how much will taxes go up?
I spent most of my life studying families, and a huge chunk of them went broke because of high medical bills, and many of them had health insurance. So the question is not, do you have health insurance or not have health insurance? The question is, how much are you going to have to dig in your pocket to pay?
I know that's the answer that you'd like to give, but
no,
will your taxes
go up? No, it is the answer. The question is your total cost.
Okay, but there's no answer to the question where your taxes go up.
There is an answer to the question about your costs.
How about taxes?
Because it's costs that matter to people.
Okay. I'm not getting right.
Yeah, not going to answer the question. It's about taxes. Will it require an increase in taxes to the middle class? Yes or no? No answer. Reliably left Chris Cuomo of CNN also called out the debaters because this party is being dragged so far left, it's unrecognizable to many. Bite number 12 with Chris Cuomo. Go.
The candidates, the left is dominating the discussion. Now, in the party, then you guys will pull the party, and it'll be like 8 out of 10 of them say, no, we're actually center-left, not far-left. Well, that's not what you're getting on these debate stages.
Not what you're getting at all. Okay, so Democrat Congressman Tim Ryan, going to go back to him one more time. He says Donald Trump will carry 48 states. 48 states if the Democrats don't change their message, and change it now. All right, bite three. Let's wrap it with Tim Ryan. Bite three. Go.
Their health care is insecure. Their wages are insecure. Their job is insecure. Their pensions that they worked their whole lives for, insecure in a vast majority of these places in the United States. And the message coming from our party is an undocumented person can get free health care. And so this person who can barely make ends meet and struggles to pay health care works a second job, a second shift to pay health care for their family. They're hearing us say, well, the undocumented person should get it free. Look, I think the undocumented person should get health care, too. But they should pay for it like everyone else does. And I just don't think you can wander into the United States without it being a criminal charge. I mean, these are pretty straight. And I don't think we should confiscate people's health insurance. Look, I mean, if you think that what I'm saying makes sense and this is the direction we need to go for the party, we need to start building support. Go to TimRyanForAmerica.com. Help me out, because I last nice night you saw it, Joe. I was talking about manufacturing. I was talking about the new jobs of the future and how do we get those in Macomb County, Michigan, and Youngstown, Ohio, and down in the textile communities in South Carolina. New jobs, electric vehicles, chief manufacturing officer, building things again in the United States.
You know,
that's got to be the message for us if we're going to beat Donald Trump, because people are still living paycheck to paycheck. And
all
we're
right.
getting off
enough.
On these issues that
enough,
aren't.
Enough, enough, enough. There you go. Tim Ryan, he's a congressman from Ohio. That was on, was that on MSNBC, I believe, with Joe Scarborough, the reliable windbag from the left. You can't confiscate people's health care. What? That doesn't make people happy when you just come and say, we've got a better plan. We're taking this away from you because you certainly can't decide for yourself. You're not smart enough to think for yourself. What do you think? By the way, the ratings for CNN, dismal. By comparison, I haven't seen the second night ratings, but the first night ratings, 8.7 million viewers, that's weak. I asked several of my friends, Democrats, if they'd watch. No, it was weak, bad. By comparison, NBC and MSNBC got 15.3 million for that broadcast from Miami. All right. Some final thoughts on the day and what lies ahead. Straight ahead, quick break.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.